Today's readings, both of them, talk about disingenuousness. And, of course, the first one is really obvious. Cain, obviously, you know, the implication is that he takes to give to the Lord, who's given him everything. He just takes a very small, you know, sort of inconsequential sacrifice to give to the Lord. And there's a whole prescription worked out for this, right? And not only in Mosaic law, but in pre-Mosaic law, you know, about what kind of sacrifice and the good portion and the priority of the good portion is to go to the Lord if thanksgiving is to be given. And so, of course, Cain, in a way, knows in his heart of hearts that what he's doing is, you know, obviously just incommensurate with all the gifts he's been given by God. He knows it. I mean, he's already judged by his conscience, and the word's not used in the reading, but that's pretty clear. Abel, on the other hand, listens to his conscience, and he basically, you know, gives the firstling, you know, sheep, and he finds favor with God, and that's, you know, the idea of grace, right? The whole idea is being given favor by God, or being blessed is to have to be in God's favor, right? And so he's blessed by God, whereas Cain is not, because Cain was disingenuous. Cain did not listen to his conscience. Cain tries to get away with, as it were, the minimum, even though his conscience speaks against it. And God, you know, tells him, you know, Cain gets really resentful because, you know, God blesses Abel but not Cain. So he gets resentful, and, you know, God says, "Hey, how come you're resentful?" And he gives Cain again fair warning. He says, you know, don't worry. You know, you can do well. You know, all you have to do is listen to your conscience, do what's right, and I'm going to elevate you and bless you in the same way I blessed your brother. It's not going to be a problem. But he then says, you know, be careful, because with you, he says, already you violated your conscience. Sin lurks at the door. So he gives Cain this extra warning, be careful, you know, you're kind of on the edge. And of course, Cain goes out and kills Abel. I mean, you know, he just quadruples the incredible, you know, violation of his conscience and kills his own brother, right? I mean, when you do fratricide, that's about as bad as it comes. And, you know, then God has to, he does punish Cain, but he doesn't punish him absolutely. He puts his mark on him so that Cain cannot be attacked. But he's not going to let Cain enjoy the fruits of the field any longer. He's kind of in a state of banishment, but protected banishment by the Lord. And of course, we look at that and you just go, it's, boy, when you start with the disingenuousness, you know, that's, you know, kind of what happens when we, you know, just let our conscience go, or we kind of let things slide, or we just kind of keep going and going and going and going. You know, we got to nip it in the bud. We got to stop it. Because, of course, if we just keep letting it go, we're just going to kind of slide into something that's really, you know, pretty regrettable. I mean, we do see the same thing in today's gospel reading, you know, it's, you know, it comes in the term this generation. You know, what does Jesus mean? This generation seeks a sign, but none will be given it but the sign of Jonah. Well, the idea of this generation is a pejorative term in Jesus' Semitic context, right? It doesn't just mean, you know, this group of people. When you say this generation in this way is a pejorative, it means a disingenuous or an unfaithful or a bad faith group of people. You know, and it kind of comes from, you know, a series of quotations from the Second Kings. But be that as it may, the point is it has a pejorative meaning. And what that means is, why isn't, you know, Jesus going to give them a sign? You know, because they're bad faith. They're disingenuous, right? They're this generation you know, is not asking for a sign in authenticity so that they might be able to follow Jesus. They're looking for a sign because they want to be entertained, or they're looking for a sign for some other kind of justification, something that might accrue to them by having, you know, the power of Jesus manifest in their midst. So Jesus says, no, if that's your purpose, if your purpose is not to follow the one who's doing the signs, but some other purpose, you're disingenuous, okay, no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. And of course, the sign of Jonah is real simple. Repent in sackcloth and ashes, or else Nineveh and you along with it are going to be destroyed. And of course, that's basically, you know, the Pharisees know very well how to interpret that, right? You're going to get nothing but a negative sign. And of course, again, the point is the call to be genuine, the call to be authentic, the call to be pure of heart, the call to kind of examine ourselves and to sort of confront disingenuousness in ourselves. I'll tell you, I panic the moment I think about that call, because I've got layers of disingenuousness in me, and I'm always kind of thinking to myself, yikorama, you know, I mean, if I begin this project of, you know, peeling it off, you know, what's going to happen? But, you know, it's actually doable, as the Lord says to Cain, it's doable. And we can, you know, with the help of the Lord, just sort of probe a little bit more deeply and try to become, you know, that more genuine, authentic self before the Lord. It takes forever, and I know one thing. I will not complete this task, even 50% of the way through, until at least 10 minutes after I'm 6 feet under. And that's going to be with the help of the Lord. So for all intents and purposes, you know, all God is asking us to do is to stay on the road, to try and be faithful, to try and be as genuine, authentic as we can before Him, to be in good faith rather than in bad faith, to try and listen to our consciences ever more deeply. And He's going to be able to take care of the rest. Because I know one thing, we cannot save ourselves. But if we throw ourselves upon His mercy and grace, He will save us. Amen.